Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Well, 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 the Somali fraud bombshell has just claimed its first victim. And if what's being reported today is accurate, he's merely the first of many more to fall. Buckle up, because we're about to see how what just happened in Minnesota is just the beginning, and it's already sending shockwaves throughout the entire Democrat establishment. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, celebrating yet another day in Trump's golden age that you made possible back in November of 2024. So if you want a front row seat on how you continue to change the world in ways you never even imagined, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Tim Walz, the man who just months ago stood on stage as a Democrat vice presidential nominee, promising to bring Minnesota values to Washington, is politically dead, just like we predicted when the Somali fraud scandal first broke. We predicted that he would be the first to go, and that's exactly what he just announced. Walz has officially dropped out of the 2026 Minnesota governor's race amid the revelation that he oversaw as governor what many are calling the single biggest taxpayer fraud scandal in our nation's history. And what is nothing short of an astonishing political fall, the one-time Democrat vice presidential nominee announced that he is dropping out of his re-election race, and he's not leaving because he found a better opportunity or because he wants to spend more time with his family. He's running from something so massive, so catastrophic, that even the political establishment can't cover for him anymore. Nick Shirley, the young independent journalist who actually did what the legacy media used to do or is supposed to do, which is investigative journalism, he uncovered much of the fraud. He took a victory lap today, tweeting out, "I ended Tim Walz." And he did. Many of you may have seen his investigative video where he walked up to the front doors of government-funded daycare centers in Minneapolis and asked to check out the facilities. And what he found was stunning.
Here at Future Leaders Early Learning Center, this building received over $3 million. Hello, how are you? I would like to see if I could bring little Joey, my son little Joey here. Is there a paperwork or can I check out the daycare? No? Why can't I check out the daycare?
Martin's not here.
Okay, but if I can't get paperwork or anything to submit my son, little Joey, to come in here to daycare? We'd really like to put Joey in this daycare. We've heard great things.
Business card?
No, I would like your business card, actually.
You talk to your manager.
Okay, can I speak with somebody? Where are the children at? Are there children here today?
No.
No children?
Yeah.
Why are there no children?
Two of Mexico.
Would my son, little Joey, have friends to play with here?
No.
No?
Yes.
No friends for little Joey?
Yes, sorry.
Ah, dang it. Well, have a great rest of your day.
Now, that was just one of 50 facilities that Nick visited morning, afternoon, night,
Zero children, right? None, nada. And yet each one of these centers were pulling in millions upon millions of taxpayer dollars. The Quality Learning Center, which couldn't even spell learning properly, they forgot the first N, so it was the Quality Learning Center. They received tens of millions of dollars without any children, no staff, no equipment, nothing. It was just a front for fraud. And it gets worse. Sweet Angel Child Care received over $1 million in taxpayer funding. But when you called their business number, it rang directly into Governor Tim Walz's office. Not a similar number, not a clerical error, the actual governor's office. Altogether, federal authorities are estimating that as much as $9 billion, possibly more, $9 billion of taxpayer dollars were stolen in dozens of fraudulent welfare programs set up in Tim Walz's state. And so the question now that everyone's asking isn't if this ends Walz's political career. That ship has sailed. The real question now is, what exactly did Tim Walz know about the biggest fraud scandal in American history? And when did he know it? You see, the resignation is an admission. Tim Walz dropping out of this race is an admission. And it goes way beyond admitting that his original political strategy to deal with this, right, calling all of his accusers white supremacists, you remember that? Just last week he held a press conference and he blamed all the fraud accusations on white supremacism and xenophobia. I mean, you literally can't make this crap up. But it's an admission, not merely that playing the race card doesn't work anymore. It's bigger than that. It's an admission that the fraud that the federal investigators are uncovering as we speak is so bad, it's so massive, it's so corrupt, that it is absolutely career-ending. That's how bad this corruption is. What we found out thus far is nothing compared to what's coming. And Tim Walz knows that. He knows what's coming, and he knows it's totally career-ending. But if that's the case, if the Minnesota Democrat corruption is so bad so as to end the career of their former VP nominee, what does that mean for the Democrat Party as a whole? You see, here's what the legacy media has been doing everything they possibly can to hide from you. This is what they don't want you to know. Minnesota just became ground zero for what federal prosecutors are calling industrial-scale fraud. We're not talking about a few bad apples stealing from the government. We're talking about a systematic, coordinated operation that has potentially stolen up to $9 billion from federal programs designed to help children, seniors, people with autism, which means we're dealing with a corruption that involves both Democrat politicians and bureaucrats at one level, as well as a significant segment of their voting constituents on the other. We're now learning that whistleblowers, we're talking hundreds of social workers and government employees in Minnesota, they raised alarms about this fraud years ago, but they were suppressed. Those concerns weren't just ignored, they were openly and overtly opposed by Tim Walz himself. In fact, there were reports that he and his administration were blatantly intimidating and threatening these whistleblowers with retaliation if they went public.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
So this is a scandal that is implicating literally everyone at every level in the Walz administration. But the more we're learning, the more Democrats are realizing to their terror that this scandal has the potential bringing down the entire Democrat Party itself. Wait until you see this. But first, it is the new year. Happy New Year to all of you. And that means one thing, of course, resolutions. Right? People are setting big goals right now. It's the time to, what, lose weight, eat better, feel better, have more energy, finally feel like yourself again. But let's be honest, most people make the same resolutions every year, and by February, they're frustrated because nothing's really changed. And here's why. Most people try to start with discipline, but they skip the foundation because your gut controls everything. If your gut is inflamed, you're going to feel it everywhere. Low energy, cravings you can't control, brain fog, stubborn weight, frequent sickness, mood swings, and just a body that won't bounce back like it should. So if you're serious about a real reset this year, don't start with motivation. Start with your gut. The Kimchi One formula is one of the simplest ways to do it. Kimchi One is a daily capsule built around one of the most extensively studied fermented foods in the world. Kimchi has been shown to support healthy digestion, strengthen the gut barrier, reduce inflammation, restore microbial balance, and help your body flush out toxins it's exposed to. And this is what I like about it. It's not extreme. It's not a crash diet. It's one daily habit that supports your body from the inside out. This recent study showed consumption of kimchi reduces body fat by 31.8%. It lowers BMI and it promotes smaller waistlines. So if your New Year goal is to feel lighter, cleaner, sharper, and more energized, start with your foundation, Kimchi One. Now, for limited time only, take advantage of their New Year's special by calling 888-597-0233 for up to 50% off plus free shipping. The first 100 callers are also going to receive a free special New Year's gift. Again, that's 888-597-0233. Don't wait. Make 2026 the year you turn your health around. Here's really why Tampon Tim dropping out is such a big deal. Politicians don't voluntarily give up power unless something catastrophic is forcing their hand, right? Every mayor dreams of being governor. Every governor dreams of being president. I mean, these people spend millions of dollars and endure relentless scrutiny because they're addicted to power and wealth. Tim Walz was the Democrat vice presidential nominee literally just months ago. He was being touted in outlets like The New Yorker as a potential 2028 presidential front runner. Now? Things are so bad, he can't even win re-election in his own state. His approval rating has collapsed as a result of the scandal to his lowest numbers of his political career. And when he realized that the fraud scandal was becoming so massive with new revelations literally every day, I mean, he read the writing on the walls. His days in politics are over. Now, the Democrat establishment is already scrambling. It looks like Senator Amy Klobuchar is next in line here. She met with Walz on Sunday, where he informed her of his plans to resign, and she confirmed her interest in running to replace him. But here's the problem. This scandal isn't going away. In fact, Walz dropping out is only going to make sure that it explodes. The American people will assume, quite correctly, that the fraud must be even worse than we know about if a former vice presidential nominee can't even defend his record in his own home state. In fact, things have gotten so out of control that the legacy media can't spin this anymore. You know this. I mean, for weeks they've been trying to dismiss the fraud allegations as a MAGA hoax or claim the real story was the harassment of innocent Somali daycare owners. So outlets, shameless outlets like Salon, NPR, CNN, The Intercept, The Atlantic, they all ran stories attacking Nick Shirley. They attacked the investigative reporter who was actually doing their job. And they had the gall to defend the fraud and defend the fraudulent operations. But Walz quitting validates everything that Nick Shirley and the real media have been reporting now for weeks. It's the ultimate admission that the fraud is real. It's massive. And Democrats can't run from it anymore. The collapse of Tim Walz's political career sends an unmistakable message. The era of Democrats escaping accountability for incompetence and corruption is over. For years, progressive politicians have expanded government programs with minimal oversight, intentional, of course, assuming that they could use the veneer of their supposed humanitarianism as cover for their blatant corruption. Minnesota proves that assumption is catastrophically wrong. Minnesota was supposed to be a progressive success story. Instead, it's become a tragic tale, a warning about what happens when Democrats come to such power, when governments grow too large and bloated, when oversight becomes intentionally too weak, and politicians prioritize bribes over the common good. Tim Walz's political career is over. But the fraud scandal he's leaving behind is just getting started. Federal investigators are nowhere near finished. More indictments are indeed coming. More convictions are inevitable. And the American people are finally seeing what happens when you trust progressive politicians to police themselves. The only question left is, who's next? So what do you guys think? Who do you think is next? Let us know in the comments section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. Love you guys. God bless. Hey, gang, quick question. Do you miss my short videos? You know, the fast hits, the bold truths in under 60 seconds? Well, I've heard from so many of you who love those clips. I'm bringing them back in a big way. I just launched a brand new channel called Turley Clips. It's all short form every day. I'm posting powerful, shareable, hope-filled truth bombs that will fire you up and shake the system. So if you've been craving those quick hits of sanity, you need to be on this channel. Subscribe to Turley Clips right now. Send it to friends and family as well. Please share it abroad, and I can't wait to see you there.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.